Pause recording. 44 minutes and 57 seconds.
Right, well, hello everyone. You find a very wet Robert, absolutely soaked, who has been wandering around the outside of the Retiro Park in Madrid for over an hour now. I'm just managing to get myself into a corner that I'm having fun trying to find a way out of. I don't know if it must be due to something, or maybe it's a sort of special garden or something, but it seems that there is only one way in and out of it, and I've been right round it. quite enjoying the walk, but I'm getting quite cold, as I'm, as I say, totally soaked. The other slightly odd thing about the walk, the only odd thing about the walk is that, what's that? Is that, yeah, what's this? Yeah, it's like some kind of play equipment thing. Maybe it's meant to be some kind of playground, I don't know. It's like a tyre on a frame. Yeah, the odd thing about the park is you wander forever and ever and ever around the outside. And yet, I just checked how far I was from where I started, and it's only about like a third of a mile or something. It's ridiculous, and I'm sure I must have walked a mile and a half. Possibly 2 miles, I don't know. Feels like quite a long way. I mean, heck, where's the way out of this thing? Around here somewhere. Or is this it? Maybe this is it. Ah! Yes, this is it. It's a gate. One gate. Yay, we've escaped. Right, now the road is down the outside. I was tracking the road so that I could keep my bearings, keeping the road on my left, but it's on my right at the moment. I need to go around the outside of this thing, I think, that I was just in, and maybe I'll pick up the road again somewhere else. So going quite steeply uphill now. Wet, sandy stuff. It's now all over my shoes and all over my trousers. I really, really need to be careful to keep using my cane because it's the sudden steps and things. Right. Just between a fence and a hedge or something here. Good sign, another person walking in the opposite direction. At least that should mean there's no dead end. Not another one. And a jogger. Okay, so, because I think the outside of the park, or you know, the sort of perimeter track, which is 8 kilometres long, is used by joggers, it would seem. So you can generally tell if you're heading in roughly the right direction by if there are any joggers. And I've been without joggers for the past 15 minutes or so. It should have been a bad sign. But it was a bad sign. Right. I fear my cane tip is getting all gritty. I really, really hope I haven't got sand in the bearing. Because it'll seize up, which is no good. Vehicle coming. Yes, sounds like it. Or is it going the other way? Possibly the other way. So I'm hoping this will drop back to the road at some point. I'm just going to my earphone. Use it. What's going on there? Hope we can get past it, whatever it is. Okay. don't know what they were shoveling. Sorry. Sorry, do you speak English?
English.
Yeah, sorry.
A little.
A little. What was your question?
No exit.
No exit. Okay. I'm walking around.
Por aquí.
That way.
Sí.
Okay. Gracias.
Nada.
Sorry. Left here. Yeah.
Sí,
okay.
Cuando llegues a la orilla izquierda.
Left.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. Gracias. Gracias is about the only word I know in Spanish. I did look up, I don't speak English, but it's, it doesn't stick in my head. Thank you. I kind of didn't have to do that. I have to say, I have found Spaniards, Madrid people, to be very kind. I don't have to stop for long generally before somebody asks if I'm okay, which is really nice. And Mark was saying that people get out of the way when I'm using the cane, which is good. Once I've been around the outside of the park, I'll do the middle bit. There's meant to be a boating pond somewhere. And it must be absolutely gorgeous in the summer, I imagine, or, well, at any time when it's not pouring down the rain. Ooh, what's down here? Or is that a gate? It might be a gate, I don't want to go out there then. Turning here. Okay. I have to say, the language barrier is so huge when you can't see very much. Because, you know, you can't rely on hand gestures and things very much. You can give them hand gestures, but you can't see what they do back. And, you know, not being able to read signs and anything like that means that you can be in quite a vulnerable position, which I really hate. I don't like being vulnerable. Okay. Looks like some kind of water feature there. Actually, it's getting really relatively bright compared to what it has been, which has been horrid at times. Horrid, horrid. I haven't done many recordings on this trip. Well, not many sort of set piece recordings. Just because I don't generally get much of a chance to upload them and things these days. And also, I came back from Sicily last summer with 40, was it 50? Which is just ridiculous. So I'm trying to be a bit more moderate in it. I also haven't brought a proper camera with me on this trip. I've mainly been using my phone. Handhold my cane is getting a bit sore. I think because I feel right when I'm actually use it properly. actually. It sort of exercises it. But if I'm just sort of hovering it a bit, trying not to get caught up with too much sand and stuff, it's getting a bit achy. I'm not as... not frequent enough a cane user to build up the strength in that hand. I should be using it properly. It's just, on this path it is, it's the kind of the sort of sandy texture, so I can actually see the side of it. What's happening here? Well, there's a sort of path. I don't think that's a real path. It's almost like a sort of goat track size one. I think it will take that. Funny for a time, there were loads of entrances in off the side of the main road. Now there are none on this side at all. To say, it's quite a scary thing in some ways, just going wandering off in a strange city. It took me a little while to find the park. I went completely wrong a number of times. I've got a really good sense of direction generally, and I can keep a sort of mental note of roughly where I am, sort of on a compass. But that still doesn't help when there are lots of curves and things. And so I've set a few waypoints in Blind Square in the hope that I can find my way back to places if I need to. The plan is to do a lap of the park, maybe go and find the boating lake or something, and then head back into the main bit of Madrid, go back to the hotel or something. If I'm still out when Mark gets out from the museum, then we'll meet up, but otherwise I'll meet back at the hotel. I did also think of going to try and find Totter Station again. We didn't. We saw the old station hall that's been turned into a tropical garden, but we didn't go in it. That's it doing that. Sounds like we're coming back down towards the road now. I really hope I can then continue around the park when I get down here. Don't have to just walk back up again. I better finish this recording in a second. Yeah, I have to say, it's been a really, really good trip. The weather's been horrid, and that's a shame. Did think, I had heard that May was the time to come to Madrid, that the weather's at its best, temperature most comfortable. Well, it's actually been really cold. Half the temperature in the UK. Ducks. It's near the pond. But apart from that, it's been good. We've had some amazing meals. Really wonderful. Particularly seafoody things. Had a really nice paella last night. Yeah. I caused a certain amount of consternation when I asked for it without tomato, but they do freshly cook it. They could do it, they just were rather bemused by the idea of doing it. Let's cross over here. That's a little rude. Yeah, and there is one too, I think. There we go. Yes. That's fine, so we're now back on the road after a huge loop. Leaving it. know if that's a crossing or something. It's not so nice when I'm walking right next to the road. It's a bit noisy, but at least I can keep track of where I am to some degree. Whether I'll actually recognise where I came in. There's one bit where I definitely will recognise, because there was a big sort of ceremonial entrance with flights of steps and fountains and stuff. So if I overshoot and reach that, then I'll know that. Well, that's fine. And I would be taking more photographs, but in the rain, touch screen on the phone doesn't work. So that wasn't much good. It's very noisy here. I'm going to go back inland. Okay, it's sort of cobbly along here. And I'm afraid I might take chunks out of the cane. Can't roll it, it's like a tacky. Hear how close that road is. Trousers are actually drying off now, which is nice. Stop this recording now, I think. Oh, almost kicked my cane out. Let's